Sam, as you continue to get more ingrained in the passing game and everything continues to get better, how much will that help the running game, which obviously is hard?
I think it'll help a lot. I said last week, I think when we're balanced, we're at our best. We can use, when the run game's rolling, our play action's better. It just makes everything kind of go. So I think, if we can find something to kind of spark the run game and get it going, I think it can only help us. And, I'm sure as I get more comfortable, with the pass game, but not only that, but just the run game in general, I'd imagine the coaches might start, giving me some more checks, more on my plate to try to help things.
Sam, you played the Giants twice last year. I mean, even though it's new coaching staff, is the scouting of them still pretty familiar to you?
There are some similarities between the defense last year and this year. But, I think if you look at their defense, they've got, seven or eight new starters. So, it's almost a completely different defense than we faced last year. Conceptually, some of the things that they're doing, has some carryover from last year, but at the same time, it's a little bit different. Obviously, players make it different too.
When you look at them and their defense, what kind of concerns you the most?
Obviously they've got two really good pass rushers on the edge. I think we've got to take care of those guys. Got to make sure that we block them. Can't let them disrupt the run game. Can't let them get after us in the pass game. And just making sure that, those guys are contained.
From your perspective, with the changes in the offensive line, TJ, Jeremiah got in there for a bit. How did that go, and how much did that affect you?
It didn't affect me at all. I thought those guys, did an outstanding job last week. I thought they both played really well. They both played really hard. And that's one of those things that's nice to know as a quarterback that, if something does happen in the course of a game, and one of those guys is asked to step in there and play, I've got all the confidence in the world in them, given how they played last week.
Where have you grown the most in this offense, let's say the past 10 days compared to the past couple of weeks or the first couple of weeks?
I think just with the terminology, with the play calls, it seems that they just hit my brain a little bit quicker. It's a little bit easier for me to process. It seems like there's not as much thinking going on, especially, the first week I was here. When I would get the play calls, in my head, it was like, I mean, it sounded like a foreign language. I really wasn't sure what was going on. I was just making sure I called it right. Whereas, now I feel good with all of that.
Are you still translating it in your head, Sam, or do you speak this language now?
There's still some translation. Kind of like I said, I think, it takes some time, and I think obviously the longer I'm in this offense, the less it will be. But, no, I mean, I think there's definitely still a little bit of a translation process right now.
As far as the checks go, is that where you feel like you have the most room to grow, just having more at your disposal at the line of scrimmage?
And I think that's one of those things that, hopefully the coaches, the more they see me, the more comfortable they are with me, the more they'll give me and they'll allow me to do those things at the line of scrimmage.
How involved are you in actually setting up a game plan and relaying which plays you like versus things that maybe you're not as comfortable with?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. I don't have a lot of input about what's put in, but, at the end of the week, I try to be pretty vocal about, what I'm comfortable with, what I like, maybe what I don't like and why I don't like it. Coach Turner's done a great job about listening. And then there's been some times where I've said I don't like it, and he's like, well, think about it this way. We really like it versus this look, so if we get it, just try to get the ball here to there. And that's been awesome, too.
And what has made your connection with Kyle Rudolph work well?
He's just one of those guys that, he's kind of easy to develop chemistry with. He's a big target. He's got a big catch radius. From day one, just throwing with him out on the field, he's one of those guys that, as a quarterback, you can just trust. And you know that if you put the ball in his area, he's going to go up and he's going to make a play and he's going to get it. And I think just, some of the extra route sessions we've had, it's just kind of helped develop that trust in him.
So you have more control of the line of scrimmage, you get more checks. How much can that help get the run game going just to get in and out of into advantageous situations or out of possibly bad things?
I mean, I definitely think it can help. As far as how much, I don't know. I mean, we'd have to see. But I think getting into the right plays is half the battle, and then we have to go execute them.
What's the urgency to get the run game going this week?
Pretty high. Obviously, we haven't been able to get it going like we expected to. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, we really need to get going. Like I said, I feel like when we're balanced as an offense is when we're at our best. You know, I thought we did run the ball pretty well in the second half against Carolina, you know, and kept them off balance a little bit. So, you know, we know it's something that's important and something that we need to get going.
Sam, you have always like to call in all plays. Is that a change in today's quarterback, or is that something in your mindset that you'd like to have the opportunity?
I think I've got enough on my plate right now. I think if I had to worry about calling my own plays, I think that it would probably be a little much at this point.
Sam, you're a pretty avid golfer. Did you get out to a Ryder Cup practice? And I'm wondering how closely you're following the Ryder Cup and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, you know, I haven't made it out there yet. You know, hopefully maybe at the end of the week I can, but you know, I'm excited about it. You know, obviously it's a big deal. I know there's a lot of excitement, you know, in this city for it, and it should be a great event.
Do you know any of the golfers in the Ryder Cup? You're a man.
You know, I know Ricky Fowler just a little bit. You know, he was at Oklahoma State, you know, when I was at Oklahoma, you know, and had the chance to meet him a few times. So, you know, he's one of the guys that I like to follow.
How good of a golfer are you?
I'm okay.
You, beyond just Kyle, you've had a lot of experience with going to tight ends in the past. Why is that? Is that just like a natural look for you to go there first in your read?
I'm not really sure. You know, obviously me and Ertz had a pretty good chemistry last year. You know, I think it's just all a matter of the relationship that you have, you know, with the tight end, with the receiver, with the running backs. But, you know, the past two tight ends I've played with have been pretty good and, you know, really enjoyed throwing them the football.
How much has it helped you build the relationship with Diggs, just the fact you guys share a locker right next to each other?
You know, it helps just because we're next to each other and we can talk about things. But, you know, I think a lot of it's just what we do on the field together. You know, I think just getting extra reps, talking about it on the field, I think that's where it really matters. But, you know, obviously being right next to him, you know, it helps too.
A couple last ones for Sam.
Your first game in the new stadium was on Sunday Night Football. Now your second's on Monday Night Football. Is your comfort factor a little bit high going into this game environment?
Yeah. I mean, given the last game was the first time that, you know, I had played for this team, the first time that there had been a regular season football game in that stadium, and it was against the Packers. I think, you know, there was a lot of anticipation, a lot of buildup going in to that Sunday night game. You know, obviously with two games now under my belt, you know, I just feel much better with the process, you know, how we prepare during the week, how we practice, and then obviously what the operation is on game day.
Sam, with your defense playing as well as it is, how much does that sort of take the pressure off of you to try to have to go win the game or try to throw 40 passes for 350 yards, that kind of thing?
Man, obviously the way those guys are playing right now, you know, it helps a lot. You know, they kind of kept us in the game on Sunday, you know, until we were able to get some things going in the second half. But, you know, it's nice to know that you're not going to have to go out there and score 50 points a week to win a football game. You know, at the same time, we want to be the best offense we can be. We want to be as efficient as we can be. You know, we still put a lot of pressure on ourselves to go out there and execute. You know, we expect to go out there and be a great offense. But when those guys are playing the way they are, you know, it does take a little bit of pressure off.
Good. Thanks.
All right.